Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't think Jerry was critiqued at all yesterday, but he's also not trying.
I was not critiqued.
Nice. That's good.
I don't know what that is
like
reference
a
reference to, but okay.
Guest hosts and whatever else is going on around here. You know, yeah. you just stay in your lane. You do your job. You work with Al Dukes in a pregame show.
Stay in your lane.
It's a warm-up show.
It's a warm-up show, whatever you call it. And then you guys have a podcast that you do together.
I don't know why you guys haven't thrown your hats in the ring.
Post-game podcast.
You guys do a show here. It's a highly rated quarter hour.
Well, right. Al doesn't know sports, though.
I think we've proven that the less sports you do, the better for ratings.
That's true. You're exactly right.
Any event, you're sick again, aren't you?
I don't know if I'm sick or have allergies because I feel fine. I actually feel okay, but
yeah.
There's something.
Yeah, like a sinus
hangar. I noticed that your skin is very, very tan.
Yeah,
dark.
I look fantastic.
But you look better now than when you first came back. When you look, your face looked dirty.
You almost look Mediterranean.
Well, maybe that's because you shaved. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Perhaps that's what it is.
Remember, I told you you're healthy. You have a great tan, but you look like you had dirt on your face.
Yeah.
But now,
very dark. I felt
you've
fantastic.
Obviously shaved since then.
I have, yes.
So now I think I'm with Boomer. You look fantastic.
I agree.
But you sound nasally.
I feel nasally, but I feel fine.
How many LA and San Francisco shirts did you buy while you were at the ballpark?
I bought two.
One of each?
This one, because I thought this was great for the 4th of July
flag.
With the red, white, and blue.
Sure, why not?
And that's where we were on the 4th of July.
Okay.
And then I bought one that had the giant logo and the Golden Gate Bridge. I thought that was kind of cool.
Oh, there you have it. We'll see that tomorrow, hopefully.
If you'd like, I can wear that tomorrow.
If you don't mind. And then let's go, let's hit a little Rutgers on Thursday.
I can do that Thursday.
And
that's
then
no problem.
Under Armour BEF on Friday.
Done.
And I think we have
TikTok stop Monday.
Great.
That's how we roll.
Fair enough.
All right, we're brought to you by Iron Maiden, Saturday, July 22nd at Barclays Center. Buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Twins-Yankees last night in Minnesota. This was actually a pretty good game. Unfortunately for the Yankees, did not go their way.
The 0-1, line to left field. There is a base hit. Frazier charges. Here comes the run. The throw home is wide. The throw to third. Not in time. Mauer scores. Sano goes to third.
That's John Sterling on the
Tabasco sauce.
Made it a 3-2 game. Eddie Rosario with an RBI double as well. 4-2 would be the final as the Twins take the series opener, move to 47-45. Yankees falling to 47-44.
Before we all go crazy about it, it was obvious. And I assume they talked about it before the game. I didn't see it. They had no interest in going into that bullpen.
No, Joe Girardi talked about it after
the
game, too.
Based on the Red Sox series and the timing of it in the 16-inning game.
He said he was very limited.
Because if you consider...
Caleb Smith was good, by the way.
He pitched three innings.
Yeah, he was 1-2-3, 1-2-3, then ran into a little bit of trouble in the eighth.
Right, but you consider, you have Cooper playing first.
Yep.
You have two guys that were not expected to pitch for the Yankees at all this year, pitching in this game. And frankly, they did their jobs.
Yeah.
The Yankee offense just was still sleeping, or still in Boston, I guess. But I guess, you can look at the Red Sox, as Boomer mentioned earlier. The Red Sox, they didn't win either. So maybe that series took a bit out of both of them.
It might have. It's possible. Brian Mitchell didn't help himself either. I mean, the one run he gives up is with two out, and he drops a ball at first base.
Right.
I mean, that can't happen.
Little League stuff.
Pretty much.
Would you have benched him on your Little League team?
Perhaps.
Really? You would
depends on the
it?
Situation and if the kid's head was in the game.
Fifth inning.
I had a tough time this weekend. We went 0-3.
Oof.
And at one point I went out to the, I called timeout and I called in the infield. I said, give me the ball. I said, this is a ball. That's a glove. Use the glove to catch the ball.
Oh, you did the old school. Yeah.
I was very upset. I love that, man.
So it depends on where we were in the game. It was like they were up late. They weren't into the game.
Did you have one of those Little League games where no matter what happened, you couldn't get anybody out in an inning?
We had that in the second game on Saturday, yes.
It was a tournament?
Yes. We were winning 4-1 in the fifth inning, and then we gave up 10 runs. And it didn't matter where the ball was hit. Our guy wasn't there.
Got it.
Was one of those.
It's a good life lesson, these kids.
Yes.
If you want, I can tell you what a great tool. Not that you'd need my advice. But, you paint a face on the heel of the glove, like two eyes and a nose and a mouth, or just eyeballs if you want.
Yeah.
And you tell them that if that glove's not open, that glove can't see the ball. So open your gloves, son.
They're 12.
Yeah, they don't need that anymore. They're not 7.
Maybe by belittling them, it reinforces the basics. Hey, if those eyes can't see the ball, they can't catch the ball.
I got a great idea for you, Jerry.
They need to go to sleep the night before. That's what they
need. Well, I got a great idea for you. Do you have a fungo bat?
I don't use a fungo bat.
Well, you should get a fungo.
Right.
And then line them up on the first baseline. This is what I want to do with our team. And then go down the line and just hit the kids in the shins with the fungo bat.
I had a coach in high school that did that to us.
If you don't start playing it right, but yeah, exactly.
He called it Freddy Fungo. He said, line up, Freddy's coming.
Exactly.
I like it.
So they'll react. They'll pay attention the next time the ball's hit to them.
See how quick they start making plays.
I mean, I almost did that to Al on Sunday.
Well, the ball hit Al in his right shin.
Al's coming off an injury. How could you do that to him?
Well, the thing about it was Al made a very clean play and then panicked. Because he didn't realize where he was on the field and didn't know what the situation was at hand.
He's playing third base. They're first and second, one out.
So there's a force at third.
Ground ball, and I'm yelling at him, go to third, Al, go to third. He goes, I didn't know where it was.
Because we were playing 90-foot bases, so I was playing way in front of the bag. So I really had I lost my bearings.
You're acting like you were handling like a bunt or something. That was not the case. You should have made the... The play.
I was trying to go for two, double play through the second.
It made a nice play there.
No, he did okay. He did fine.
First game back, he,
I think Craig called me off there.
Yeah, Craig called you off.
Is that before or after you put your mitt in your face?
The sun.
That's funny. Anyway, here's the play that you were discussing, and it is remarkable. The 97.7 mile an hour throw from Aaron Judge.
The pitch. Swung on, a fly ball to right. Making the catch is Judge. He fires on home, and it's going to be in time. How do you like that? A double play. Judge made a phenomenal throw from mid-right field.
Everybody should watch how he threw that baseball and watch the perfect fundamentals of how to throw a baseball, arm angle, the way his
and
legs
he wasn't
lined
like,
up. No, he wasn't overdoing it, but just watch how he did it. It was just absolutely perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Of course, I mean, Dozier was safe. I mean, they called him out, but he was safe.
His hand was in the air above the plate.
No, I thought it was tagged. Simultaneous.
Well,
I've heard Ty goes to the runner.
A great, great throw.
But it was an amazing throw.
For the best player in the sport.
Amazing. Stop it. He's won for his last 21. Not the time to say that.
Well, as Joe Girardi said yesterday, every player's going to have that type of lull. And he's going to turn it right around.
I agree, but probably not the perfect moment to say it, but understood. Here is Joe Girardi, 2-for-11 with RISP, runners in scoring position, but actually felt like they did better than that.
You know, we hit some balls hard with runners in scoring position, didn't have any.
They did. You had the sliding catch by Kepler in right field, and then the hit by Holiday.
What is the Yankee record? Go ahead.
There's Anthony in Belleville on the fan. Anthony, what's up, kid?
We're carne reco.
Oh yeah.
Hey, you guys talking about the window throwing. You know who the original window thrower is, don't you?
Philip Rivers.
Me?
You?
I threw the first football through the window over there.
Oh, with Reds.
With my boys, the McNeils. We killed it.
Yeah, we did a Jet pregame party.
Right.
We had all the Anderson windows out there. And Anthony, despite his diminutive size, actually was the first guy to throw the ball through the window.
Window thrower.
Yep.
Take it easy there, Chris.
You're funny.
So what happened?
What happened with what?
With Mike.
What do you mean, what happened?
You said there's something going on this morning.
What happened yesterday was someone called him to tell him how great the 30 for 30 was. And then suggested that I said something negative about it. They never got into what I did or didn't say. So he suggested that I, in his words, not mine, I should shut up until they do a 30 for 30 about me.
Well, he should dream and hope. And you know what it is? He's jealous that somebody doesn't have one about him. That's the bottom line. When he has his, then he can talk. Until then, shut up. Oh, when they do one on his life, which they never will, okay, then he can talk.
Okay.
Okay. That's how you can see things are heating up around here.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a great final few months.
It's going to be an amazing 4 months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then he went on this whole ratings rant about the alleged lies that were told about the ratings. Well, we'll get to that later this morning.
Oh, there you go. That's thanks for calling in, Anthony, and charging this whole thing up.
Obviously, I have all the ratings. So at any point, he wants to throw a dart against the wall and pick any month that he'd like to pick, just feel free. Pick a year, pick a month, pick a week, pick a day, and we can start that conversation as soon as you'd like.
Okay, good.
Because at the end of the day, here as a talk show host, you get judged really first and foremost by what, Boomer? By your ratings.
Okay, by ratings.
Right? And that's the ultimate judgment of the popularity or success of the show. That's all.
Hey, by the way, you better be careful because, you know, the CBS may come in and shut us down from using, like, any unauthorized audio that he's been living on for the last 10 years.
By the way, so it was funny. A guy on Twitter yesterday posts the audio that that Eddie just played.
Right.
And he sends, and I go, hey, thanks for putting that up there. Really appreciate it. And the guy goes, if you guys want to use it, feel free. Just, you know, credit me. And Al goes, so in other words, if we want to use our own audio on our radio station, we should give you credit for allowing us to use our audio? He goes, yeah, pretty much.
He's up front.
What was the guy's name, Eddie? What was his Twitter thing?
Oh, Mike in New Haven.
Yeah, Mike in New Haven. Thanks for sending us our audio.
You're welcome.
We appreciate that very much.
Saves a lot of time.
You keep doing it, kid. Unless it's illegal, then don't do it.
And by the way, your boy, what's his name? Alonzo Ball won the MVP of the Summer League, right?
Yes.
And the Lakers won the championship.
Who cares,
though? No, but I know that, but the thing about it is that you remember when you were in here the next day after their first game. Oh, he can't shoot. He can't play.
He can't shoot.
I mean, dude, he hadn't played basketball for 3 months.
He shot 38%.
What's more impressive to me than anything else is just how far away he was from that first game when he finally got through the other four or five games.
No, I'll give you that. Listen, he lived up to the hype thus far. He's not a great shooter. He's never going to be a great shooter, but he does a lot of other things. And it's a very small sample, for 6 games, I think it was. But you know what? Give the kid credit because a lot of people are rooting against him because of his dad. He went in there.
I'm rooting for him because of his dad.
Well, we'll see. So give him credit. He played well.
No, the problem when people, and ESPN has this on the front page of their website.
Yeah, of course it is. Because he's the new.
The Orlando Magic won the Summer League last. Who cares?
No, it doesn't matter. But you know what? It was watchable. It was a watchable product because
of these
young kids.
It's probably a watchable product every year. We just don't care about it.
It's a fair question you ask. No one cares about it. It did get great ratings.
I did. I watched it.
And it got ratings because of this great class of draft picks. Here's the reality.
I think the NHL needs to do this.
Stop. Here's the reality with ESPN. ESPN, unfortunately, is a sinking ship right now, and they're desperate for something that people can latch on to that they own. So 10 years ago, a little bit less than that, it was Brett Favre. It was Brett Favre every minute of every day. Where's he going? What's he doing? What's about Brett Favre watched the whole nonsense, right?
Right.
Then it became Tim Tebow. And it was, I remember Sal Palantoni had a tent at Florham Park. He lived there for 6 months, right?
Yeah.
Whatever, right? Okay. And they don't have that guy anymore. Alonzo Ball, because of his dad and because of what he did thus far, is now that guy. So what ESPN's doing is they're making themselves basically, because there's no one's watching the network right now, other than when there's NFL games on, they're trying to become the de facto boss of the NBA. And with the NBA's popularity as good as it is, and with kids like Alonzo Ball coming in and living up to the hype, they want people to associate NBA with ESPN, which is why, who did they just hire? The Vertical, right?
Adrian Wojnarowski.
Okay, who's the foremost expert on all the trades and all that crap, right? So it's a smart play. If you think Lonzo Ball, where are you going to see him play? Well, you got to watch ESPN. That's what they're doing.
Wouldn't you do it?
By the way, it's smart. But when you say, I can't believe it's on the front page of ESPN's website, that's why.
Yeah, so they're attaching themselves. Just like they did with Linsanity and Tim Tebow and all that other stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
Yep,
and
that's what it is.
I will say there's a lot of pressure on that young man. A lot of pressure.
And I give him a lot of credit. I know it's 6 games. I know it's Summer League. And he hasn't played against the real pros. But for what he's been given the opportunity to do thus far, great. Good for him.
Dude, you can see it, man. He can pass. He knows the game. I don't know how his defense is. That's something, obviously, that they'll have to work
and
on.
And not only that, the Lakers spelled his name right on the uniform.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
They got two up on the Knicks name.
There you go.
How about that?
Jerry, anything else?
Yeah, but we got a guy that's got like 17 consonants in his name.
It's a lot of consonants.
Yeah, it is.
Mets lost to the Cardinals 6-3.
There's vowels.
Consonants.
Excuse you?
Not a continent. Consonant.
That's what
Say
I said.
Say it again?
Consonant.
consonant?
Yeah.
Spell that. Because when you say it all nasally, I don't get
that's
it.
Consonant. That's because I don't sound great. C-O-N-S-A, consonant, N-E-N-T.
You have not spelled that correctly.
C-O-N-S-A-N-E-N-T.
Consonant. You blow your nose.
Incorrect.
I don't have to. There's nothing there.
Hold on.
C-O-N-S-A-N-E-N-T.
Eddie, you did not spell that correct. Hold on.
Spell that wrong?
That was not a correct
spell. I Googled
spell.
It. I have it in front of me. Try
Hold
again, Jerry.
Hold on. Go letter for letter. Wait a minute. Go letter for letter. Jerry will say the letter. You tell him if the letter's right one at a time. C.
Yes.
O.
Yes.
N.
Yes.
S.
Yes.
A.
Incorrect.
C. Oh.
Really?
So you're
Is it E?
You lost.
No,
you're
it's
out.
Not E.
It's I. You. Wrong.
Wrong.
Again. Wrong.
Boy. What letter? Consonant.
O. Conso. Nant.
Wrong, wrong, really? Wrong. Well, I've spelled that wrong for 43 years.
Yeah, you want to try again?
Doesn't matter.
I got it wrong.
You don't walk around having to spell things and be successful.
Wrong, why don't you spell it right
body
now?
Body by pig.
Just so it's body by pig, that's right.
Wrong.
Why don't you spell it again now so at least you can tell the kids when you know Daddy spelled a big word on the air correctly.
C-O-N-S-E-N-O-N-T, is that what we said?
No. Incorrect.
No. Wrong, Jesus. Wrong, wrong.
Why don't we try again?
See, I don't remember.
Try Suck again. Away.
C-O-N-S something. S-O. C-O-N-S-O-N-E-N-T.
Incorrect.
A-N-T. Wrong. 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 C-O-N-S-E.
Special sauce.
N-A-N-T.
Wrong.
What was that one, Jerry?
Sorry.
C-O-N-S-E. No.
No.
What?
Wrong.
Wrong.
Sorry. Wrong. Sorry.
Wrong.
Try it again.
C-O-N-S-O.
Yes.
N-A-N-T.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, that's
now,
right.
Just for the sake of making sure you have it right.
Yes.
C-N-S-S-S-N-S-A-N-T. Now spell consonant.
C-O-N-S-O-N-A-N-T.
Nailed it.
That's
Nailed
what I'm it. Talking about.
I mean, brilliant.
That's,
wild
that's how you teach.
Oh, I bought a sack.
How you spell sack?
Hold on.
Spell sack.
See, I have trouble with the sockeye. Salmon, so yeah. I said sack, my bad.
You bought sockeye salmon?
I bought sockeye salmon burgers the other day, and I couldn't eat the whole thing without laughing the whole time.
Is that
All
right?
I see is the other thing.
The sockeye
salmon. A wild last
sockeye semen.
Yes.
How many consonants are in the word sockeye semen?
A lot. Sockeye four.
Hey, yeah, sell, right. Send a sales geek to go get some, Advil cold and sinus, please.
I'm fine. I'm good.
Jesus,
well,
God.
Well, if we're sending him out, can you also get some pretzels and some breakfast sandwiches and maybe a
Wasn't it
slurpee?
National Ice Cream Day the other day, too?
What?
If we get some ice cream?
No, National Moji Day.
No, but Sunday was National Ice Cream Day.
Nah, I think.
So where's
right?
the Carvel? Yeah,
actually, we have Dairy Queen coming on Thursday.
Awesome. Oh.
Well, the
that.
Guy that happens to be in there hasn't sold anything in 6 months anyway. How about you get out there and go buy us some ice cream
or
something?
Oh, he saw a lot for Spanish Yankees broadcast.
That is true. He owns
doing.
It.
He totally forgot about
Well, because he met a Spanish gal who he got married to the other day. And now he's Spanish is now his primary language. So he's knee-deep in that community trying to sell stuff, which is great.
Nice. Aren't you getting married twice, too, by the way? You're having two ceremonies, are you not?
Oh,
yeah.
Two ceremonies.
I think for each family.
Oh, it's brutal.
Traveling all over the world.
You already lost control. Two ceremonies.
What's next? A gender reveal party?
Yeah. Now I don't want to. I don't want to say anything. I'm sure she's a lovely woman.
Oh yeah. Well,
but it's
she knows she is. But there's obviously something. Yeah. That's
it's weird how they met, though.
Mm. Okay.
Well, he was in a store buying condoms.
Oh, that's right. That's the all-time best. One size, extra large.
What's your number?
I'm not even kidding. And she's a lovely gal, and they just struck up some
that's
kind
true?
Of conversation. I'm not lying.
I thought that was a joke.
No, he met her. I'm not going to say where, but he met her. He went in to buy Trojans or whatever. And they, interesting. Oh, and you need six of them? Is that right?
Oh, here's the rubber.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.